بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. Last week we learned of a few مسائل related to the جنازة الصلاة, specifically the مسائل pertaining to the late comer. If one comes late for جنازة الصلاة, when and in which situation he will be allowed to perform tayammum, and if he must takbir, a takbir of the janazah salah, then what he should do and how he should make up for it. We move on to the burial of the deceased. When transporting the deceased or carrying the deceased from one point to another, then Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has taught us to hasten, to move quickly. In fact, from the time the person has passed away, we do not delay unnecessarily. There should be absolutely no delay in preparing the body for the burial and for the actual burial. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam says that when it is the janazah, when it is the deceased of a believer, then he calls out, Ajjiluni, Ajjiluni. Hurry and hasten, hurry and hasten. Get me to my qabr as quick as possible, as soon as possible. But if it is the janazah of a disbeliever, then his soul cries out, Akhiruni, Akhiruni. That take your time. Don't hasten and don't quickly transport me towards the qabr and towards the grave. So, the method of burial, once the body has been carried and has been transported, then where should we place the mayyat when it comes to the qabr, on which side of the qabr before burial? The mayyat should be carried and placed at the qibla side of the grave. The qibla side of the grave. So for example, if there was a qabr here, then we won't place the janazah on that side of the qabr, because that is not the qibla side of the qabr. But the janazah is placed on, will be placed on this side, because this would be the qibla side of the qabr. So that is where the bier or the janazah will be placed before lowering the body into the grave. The head should be on the right side of the grave if one faces Qibla. So if one is facing Qibla, then the head should be on the right side of the Qabr. It would mean on this side over here. That is where the head should be, on that side of the Qibla. Close relatives of a female mayit should enter the grave to lower the body. When it comes to the burial and the mayyit of a female, then there are differences. We noticed that there are differences when it came to the kafan, that she has two additional kafans or two additional pieces of cloth. When it came to the janazah salah also of the female, where the imam should stand. And also when it comes to the burial of the female, only her close relatives, her maharim, her mahrams, are allowed to enter into the qabr. Her husband is no longer her mahram. The moment she has passed away, that relationship between husband and wife has been severed. So the husband is no longer the mahram. Therefore, he should not enter into the grave to lower the body, because of course, the body will be held by those who are in the qabr. And he is not allowed to now handle the body because she is no longer his wife. All those who enter the grave should face the Qibla. So those who are entering the grave, they are going to be facing the Qibla. Why? Because the janazah is on the side of the Qibla. And they are going to be receiving the janazah. So that's why they will have to be facing towards the Qibla in preparation to receiving the body of the mayyat. A sheet should be held over the grave while lowering and burying a female. When it comes to burying a female, today we find that there is a little structure sometimes, like a tent-type structure that is placed over the qabr of the female. SubhanAllah, look at the importance given to parada. Look at the importance given to the aspect of hijab when it comes to the female. At that time, at that point, no sane man will want to be concerned and will have any desire to look at the figure of that dead woman. At that point, no one there will have the desire to look at the figure, to look at the body of the dead woman. Yet, Sharia tells us, even though that desire does not exist, and there's absolutely no sort of wish to look at the figure or the face or the body of the janazah, yet Sharia teaches us that at that point also ensure that no gaze of a man falls onto her dead body. That's the ruling with regards to the dead body. Can we imagine how more serious is the ruling with regard to her body and her figure while she is alive? So that is why this structure, this sheet, is kept over her qabr while she is being buried. Those present should recite the following dua whilst the body is being lowered. It's a sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that as the body is being lowered and the body is being handed over to those in the qabr, what is the dua? Bismillah wa ala millati Rasulillah. What does it mean? Bismillah, in the name of Allah, and upon the millah, upon the creed, and upon the religion of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Of course, the qabr, the preferred qabr, and the type of qabr that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was buried in is called lahad. There are two types of graves. You have a shiq and you have a lahad. A lahad is where there's a little recess or like a opening that's made into the wall of the grave, like a little compartment, you have seen it. So towards the qibla, right in the grave, in the wall of the grave, right at the bottom, there is this recess, and there is a space that is created over there. This type of a qabr, where the body will be inserted into, this type of qabr is called lahad. A shiq, the second type of qabr, is where in the floor of the qabr, there is an opening, a recess that's made in the floor of the qabr. So the qabr is broader, and then in the center of the qabr, there is like a opening that's dug in the center, in which the body will be placed, and then covered with slates or with planks, with wood, before the qabr is actually closed. The preferred type of grave is the lahad, where you make a recess into the wall of the qabr. So place the body into the recess of the grave and turn it onto its side to face the qibla. So the body will be tilted. The body will not be left flat on the ground. It must be slightly tilted, and you find generally people, they take mud or they'll take a dirt or the sand that is there to place it under the body, so the body is slightly tilted in order to face towards the qibla. So the body is on its side. The strips of cloth tied at the head side, chest and leg side should now be untied. We spoke of those three pieces of cloth that are tied at the head side, at the center or at the chest side, and just above the head in order to keep the kafan closed. Those three pieces of cloth must be untied and they'll be left in the qabr after untying them. The recess should then be covered with unbaked bricks. Now we start covering the recess. So you've made this little compartment for the mayyit, and this little space that the mayyit will have while in the qabr, and so that the sand does not directly fall onto the body of the mayyit as well. So then we will cover that recess with unbaked bricks with bamboo or timber. Today, generally timber is used in order to close the recess. It is mustahab to begin closing the recess or trench from the leg side for males and from the head side for females. Right? So when we start now covering the mayyat or covering the grave and filling the grave, if the mayyat is a male, it is a man, we start from the leg side. Start filling up from that side. And if it is a female, we start from the head side. All those present should participate to fill the qabr with at least 3 handfuls of soil. All those who are present. Today, unfortunately, we find there's a reluctance to participate. People don't want to get their hands dirty. Somebody does not want to get their shoes dirty. Somebody does not want to get their clothes dirty. So sometimes you find there's a sense of reluctance to participate in the burial and in the filling of the grave with soil. However, all those who are present should participate. And at least, throw 3 handfuls of soil into the qabr. And when doing so, there's an ayah that we recite. With each handful, there's an ayah or part of an ayah that is recited. With the first handful when we throw in, what do we say? Minha khalaqnakum. What does it mean? Minha khalaqnakum. From it did we create you. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says. And then with the second handful, wafiha yu'idukum. And to it, we have returned you. وَمِنْهَا نُخْرِجُكُمْ تَارَةً أُخْرَى. With the third handful, that is what will be recited. And from it shall we resurrect you and create you a second time. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the understanding.